things that you like, but you gotta remember, no matter what you do, the boy is mine.
This is J-Rock, and this is 100% Zedekat Rock!
Wanamayadi, a.k.a. Hidden Flair.
You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural, that just means Zed and Afro.
He's all day.
Power FM.
Powering up. Press news from Lusaka, our Copway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Chikankata lawmaker Jacqueline Sabao outlines vision for Chikankata constituency and calls for more women in parliament. EIZ raises concern over poor infrastructure maintenance. In international news, drone strikes on M23 held DR Congo City kill several people. In sports, Chipolopolo midfielder clings Kangwa to miss the Four Nations tourney due to suspension.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Chikankata Member of Parliament Jacqueline Sabao has outlined an ambitious plan to transform her constituency while also calling for increased representation of women in Zambia's legislature. Speaking during the political podcast, Ms. Sabao reflected on her first 5 years in office, describing the period as a learning experience, particularly in understanding how the Constituency Development Fund operates and how Parliament functions. Ms. Sabao says despite progress made so far, Chikankata still lacks infrastructure that reflects its status as a district. She says her next development strategy after the 2026 elections will focus on fewer but larger projects funded through the Constituency Development Fund. Among the key priorities are the construction of a mini-hospital, establishment of a boarding school, and investment in visible infrastructure that benefits multiple wards. The lawmaker says the goal is to ensure the impact of development funds is clearly seen by communities while promoting unity in planning district projects.
I want to see a Chikankata better place, better than we found it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot in the past 5 years, and what you should know is also, it was a learning process. CDF, this big amount, it's the first time we are having it in Zambia. Come next year after 2026 election, we'll even change the strategy. Because when you are putting money, it should be very visible that there's money that has entered this district. But also, you know, that CDF is also a political money. But I think my plan is that come next year, we need to sit down as a team and say, no, you know what, we have to be serious now, develop our district. What do we do? So these are things that we need to make our people understand that it's not just being in your ward, but what is important is to develop the district. It should have that district status through the infrastructure district. The next 5-10 years, Chikankata will change, and it will only change if we work together as a people to develop through planning.
Meanwhile, Ms. Sabao has called for stronger measures to increase the number of women in parliament. She praised the supportive environment in the National Assembly, but said more deliberate policies are needed within political parties to ensure women are adopted as candidates. The Member of Parliament is proposing a minimum 30% quota for women in constituencies, arguing that democracy cannot be fully realized without women's participation in leadership. She says her long-term vision is to see the number of female members of parliament rise to more than 60 through both elected and nominated positions.
So in parliament, I've learned a lot. It's a learning process and very interesting. What is important is when you go to a new place, learn and also ask. You know, parliament, it has a staff that is very cooperative. They are ready to help you 24/7. If there's an institution that I've seen in this country that is working 24/7, it's parliament. If you look at the clauses that have been amended, they have a human face. Talk of professional representation of print women.
Yeah.
We never had that opportunity. We're going to have 15 youths. We're going to have 5 disabled people.
Mm.
I know that parliament will be bigger than it is right now. My dream is that even from the 226 seats, there must be more women who will be adopted.
Mm.
Even in the adoption process, political parties should come up with deliberate and written policy that say adopt 30% of women with consequences.
Mm.
So that when you add those plus the 20, or if the number can go above 60, it will help the women.
The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations, CSOs, in Zambia is raising alarm over what they describe as a diminishing democratic space as the country approaches the August general elections. In a joint statement, Caritas Zambia, Chapter 1 Foundation, and the LCK Freedom Foundation expressed concern over recent arrests related to expressions of opinion, which they believe threaten protected freedom, such as speech, expression, and assembly. The organizations reference specific incidents, including the arrest of a citizen, for creating an AI-generated image of President Hakainde Hichilema in a coffin. They also highlighted the arrest of Socialist Party leader Fred Membe, who was detained after commenting on the delay in the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde, speaking on behalf of the CSOs, emphasized that while maintaining public order is essential, using criminal sanctions in response to opinions could deter citizens, journalists, and activists from engaging in democratic discourse. Ms. Kasonde urged government and law enforcement authorities to exercise restraint and uphold protected rights as the nation prepares for the August 2026 elections. She called for a focus on dialogue and democratic engagement instead of punitive measures against criticism or dissent. Furthermore, she encouraged political leaders to embrace tolerance towards opposing views and to foster a political culture that values freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. In another development, the Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, says poor infrastructure, maintenance, and deviations from approved designs are among the major challenges affecting infrastructure in the country. EIZ Vice President for Policy Kennedy Musonda says infrastructure systems require continuous maintenance to prevent deterioration and eventual failure. Speaking during Power FM's Voice of the People, Engineer Musonda stated that many infrastructure facilities in Zambia are left unattended after construction, with little attention paid to regular maintenance despite environmental and human factors that gradually degrade structures. He noted that environmental elements such as heavy rainfall, dust, and other natural conditions could weaken infrastructure over time if proper maintenance regimes are not followed. Engineer Musonda explained that many roads and other public facilities deteriorate to unusable levels because maintenance is often neglected, yet timely repairs could prevent severe damage.